Welcome to the Benchmark Daily Composite Executive Summary Podcast.
On Tuesday, the 2nd of April, 2024, Whalen and Oldfield Entertainment Proprietary Limited, Federal Court of Australia. Court refused summary judgment regarding victimisation claim under the Sex Discrimination Act 1984 Commonwealth by an actress, but struck out the relevant paragraph in the statement of claim with leave to replead. Cooksall and Victorian Legal Services Board, recusal, stay and costs. Supreme Court of Victoria. A judge should not recuse him or herself for apprehended or actual bias merely because repeated applications are made that he or she do so. VOVI Entertainment Proprietary Limited and VOVI Australia Charity Association Incorporated. Supreme Court of Queensland. A purported new spiritual leader of a religion was not the new spiritual leader, and so she had not been able to replace the trustee of a charitable trust associated with that religion. Harbour Capital Asset Management Proprietary Limited and Oars and Air Physio Proprietary Limited and Oars. Supreme Court of Queensland. Court made findings about whether subsequent dealings constituted a breach of a deed regarding intellectual property. Nepean Conveyors Proprietary Limited and Linkforce Industrial Services Proprietary Limited. Supreme Court of Western Australia. Courts declined to grant an interlocutory injunction restraining a contractor from making a second adjudication application regarding a payment of claim under the Security of Payments legislation.
Thank you for listening.